from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Where are we at, Tyler?
Kirby and 59.
Houston.
Oh.
Clint, follow directions, damn it.
I don't have any directions. What are they?
I said, hey, where are we at, Tyler? You didn't have to jump in and take that from me.
I wasn't sure if he was listening.
It's just, oh, he's listening. But that fool did say Houston. Let's try it again. Not you, Tyler. Where are Clint and I at?
Y'all are over off Lomitas, a.k.a. off Kirby and 59, a tremendous Twin Peaks location where the beer is always cold and the views are always scenic.
Yep, the views are something today, as it is bikini week.
Oh, it pisses me off.
That was well done, Tyler.
Thank you.
27.4 degrees right now.
It is. I got 26.8.
Tyler, last time we was here, you was drinking one of them little beers, man. You gonna get you one of them man sized today?
I'm gonna give me one of them man sized dirty waters.
Tyler, we never talked about that. We should probably talk about that with the people. He came in here and ordered a small beer and three strips.
That's
a tremendous meal.
Hey, and then asked for a to-go box.
Buffalo tenders later that night.
Man, with them little hands.
I'm glad you're a confident man.
Those little hands, that little small big head.
Good thing it wasn't a Whopper.
I got a picture, too. I think I'm going to post that.
Hey, you know what I would have told him? I'd say, hey, man. Y'all got to bring me one of them regular-ass glasses, and you just pour the rest
like
of this
I've
in
already
there,
drank half of it.
Because I'm not touching this thing here. Because that thing is
I believe I drank a they big one
you,
before
they do.
The
they
tiny
make you feel
one,
bad. Y'all better not order them little miniature glasses.
Little 12-ounces.
They little 12-ounces.
This is beer for ants.
I just want to –
old Burger King beers.
Good movie. shout out to Zoolander. I didn't have that one. I know you didn't. I just want to say, Ocho, you're nasty as hell. And no, he is very happy with what you're doing, Clint.
I know he is.
He likes your video.
I know what's going on.
He likes your view. Ocho, you're nasty as hell. So join us on YouTube and Twitch. You can actually be here. Or, hell, you can just bring your ass up here. Come on up to Twin Peaks 59 at Kirby. We're here till 6 o'clock. And come have a good time with us as Houston sports are looking up. Look at that, baby. Courtney just said a package came, and I know Dick Olin sent me the ring.
Boy, oh, Tricky Dick got you that Bayou Bowl ring,
didn't
he?
Shout out to Dickie. Shout out to Tricky Dick, who sent me the ring there as we had a good time at Bayou Bowl.
Ain't nothing like winning.
Well, I thought for sure he was going to send that through you at some point. No, Dick said, I'm going to get that in the mail for you. I'm trying to see if I can get that. I wish I could have got that fitted for the pinky ring. That's the one I would have gone with.
The pinky ring?
I would have gone with the pinky. I want the big big ring on the pinky.
That'd be a little bitty one.
Yeah. Shut up. I got this. This finger's really long, though.
It is long and thin.
It's a long.
It's like one of Tyler's legs.
It does.
Not his third one.
Long and thin.
One of his two that have feet on the end is what I'm talking about.
Not that Greg Olsen one.
Not that one.
I'm all kickstand.
Not Greg. Hey, man, what's your boy Case Keenum talking about through Chase Daniel?
Hey, man, look, I typically, when stuff like this is said this early in a career, I mess all over it. Like, I'm like, man, what in the hell are we doing?
Oh, really?
Are y'all kidding me? Yeah, typically.
Typically. You feel different about this.
This is one that I can get down with. I said from jump, Ron, with this, I've never seen a rookie play the game and have the level of success that C.J. Stroud had, the way in which he had the success. I mean, there's guys that are super athletic that got these freakish arms that go out there and can make plays either with their legs or with their arms or a combination of both. But to go out there, and I have no hesitation in saying this. Like, I'm the only person that I've seen process the game at a higher level, and I'm talking rookies all the way up to 20-year vets. The only person I've seen process the game at an elite level and consistently commit to where the ball should go, being on time, and commit to all of those unsexy things about quarterback play. The only person I've seen do that is Tom Brady. And Tom didn't do it early in his career. Tom wasn't very good at early in his career.
Not even Peyton at his peak.
No. I think it's hard to tell because Peyton was just getting absolutely destroyed. But again, no, I'm not saying anybody, right? I'm saying anybody at any point in time. Like, I think there are some guys. Like, Peyton had an unbelievable command for the offense. I mean, he didn't even need an offensive coordinator. That guy's – I mean, he's on my mount. What is it?
Rushmore
of quarterbacks. You know, but when it comes to just committing to limiting risk and knowing where to go with the football immediately when the ball is snapped, the only person I've seen play at that level is consistently Tom Brady.
God bless, brother.
And so this typically I would laugh at. I would move on. I would call Chase Daniel a fool. I would move. You guys are crazy. Y'all are hot taking this thing. But hell, I was glad to hear it because I feel the exact same way.
Well, let's hear it because this is what Chase Daniel said. He said he had a conversation with current backup quarterback, one of the backup quarterbacks for the Texans, Case Keenum, who was with CJ all year, up close and personal, worked with him out there. This is what their conversation was about CJ Stroud.
Case and I go way back. The very first question, we both get off our cars, hey, what's up, bro? My first question, I said, dude, tell me about CJ Stroud. And he said, verbatim, he said, he has the chance to be one of, if not the best quarterbacks of all time.
All time.
Yeah, all time. And I said, look, I'm not crowning the guy.
Yeah.
But, like, I can see what he meant. And Case is a very straight shooter. He's played for a lot of different teams. But when he said that, my eyes, like, sort of lit up. I sort of got goosebumps because I'm like, I love watching film. I love breaking down quarterbacks. And I can see what he meant. CJ Stroud can take that next step this coming year. Like, they're going to be tough to beat.
It's a tad aggressive. Like
oh, it's aggressive.
All time. Like, when you're talking, not just, like, I'm really comfortable with saying, like, he's got a chance to be, you know, one of the best in the game right now.
Are we going to get your flowers?
Like, I can get that. But to the point that he's making and what you're making is, it's not crazy because the thought is, if he continues to progress from where he is starting early, if he continues to progress, and he does seem like he kind of has that over my dead body quality to him where, you know, hell, I'll just take over the game like I need to against the Bucks and the Bengals. I can see that. He's saying a chance. It's not like he's saying, oh, he is going to be.
Yeah.
That's it. He's saying there's a chance. And I think that is fair. We say the greats, you know, is there a chance that he could be in the Breeze and Rodgers and Peyton and those, the John Elway? Is there a chance based off the first year? I don't think that's crazy. It's aggressive. I think I would probably – leave that out after 1 year. I think it's really fair to say he's got a chance to be one of the best in the game right now. But I could see it. I ain't going to do all over it.
Yeah, look, I just I don't know where the guy upgrades, to be completely honest with you. You brought up Peyton Manning. Like, so can – could C.J. Stroud have more command of the offense just with time and learning the offense and learning the game and learning defenses and the early triggers? Yeah, so could he be more – end up more like a Peyton Manning where you really don't even need an offensive coordinator? Sure.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.